Most Christian believers have a church mindset. Their faith centers around church and church activities, not around Jesus Christ, whom it is all about. When serious believers start reading the Bible for themselves, they soon discover that their church does not function like the New Testament church did. Some become disillusioned and rebel against the shortcomings of their church. They sometimes try to influence change, but it never works. They either have to submit to the church and its false doctrines and practices, or they have to move out because they are soon branded as troublemakers, heretics, rebellious against the leadership, and eventually they get kicked out of the church. These dissenters normally look for another church that is closer to the truth as they understand it. But the same thing happens to them at the new church. Eventually, some of them start their own church or home church, where they attempt to apply pure biblical practices. They have the church mindset, a religious mentality. None of them have started to follow Jesus Christ yet. They are occupied with church. Jesus did not instruct his disciples to build churches. He instructed them to make disciples who obey his words, his teachings, and commands, as recorded also in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The disciples of Jesus, who later became the apostles, never built churches, church organizations, and church buildings. The born-again followers of Jesus met in houses, and often in secret, because they were haunted and persecuted by the unbelievers. Paul wrote his epistles to the church in your house. We read in 1 Corinthians 16 verse 19, "The churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Prisca greet you heartily in the Lord, with the church that is in their house." The churches were not structured organizations with programs and agendas. The believers met in houses to pray, encourage each other in their walk with the Lord, break bread, and have communion in the Holy Spirit. They met because they were disciples of Jesus who had a common goal. They lived for the kingdom of God and were led by the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit manifested when they came together. Tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy, a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, as given by the Holy Spirit. They shared what they received from the Lord with each other, food, material goods, and spiritual gifts and revelations. And so the body of Christ, the called out assembly, the church, was built up and strengthened, both spiritually and materially. Later, religious minds crept in and started church organizations. Paul warned against this. We read in Acts 20, verse 29, "I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves men will arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after them." The churches draw the disciples away from Jesus and make them slaves, servants to the church, the false church of men. That is what has become of most churches. They are organizations of men, run by men and women for their own gain. They deceive the people to follow after and serve them, and not Jesus Christ the Lord. People are born into these churches of men, and they are brainwashed by the church doctrines and church mindset. When they try to bring others to faith, They are also indoctrinated to become church members and slaves to the church. They never become followers of Jesus. They believe that they have salvation, but they are deceived. They just become religious, and eventually they end up in hell. You need to get out of the church mindset to be able to follow Jesus. It is very difficult for people to do, because there are only very few true followers of Jesus, very few examples of true disciples. New believers think the churches are leading them to the truth. They trust in the church and reject the true followers of Jesus as heretics, because these people do not belong to churches and are treated as apostates by the churches. The truth is that if you follow Jesus and do what is pleasing to him, you will be hated, rejected, outcast, and persecuted by the unbelievers and the church establishment. Jesus said to his disciples, "You will be hated by all men because of me." Church organizations are well accepted in the free world. They are registered with government, 501c3, and enjoy a tax-exempt status, under condition that they do not preach against government policy, even though it is immoral and against the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have sold their souls to the devil for money. Further, they seek the approval of men and want to be inclusive, accepting and approving, even practicing those things that God hates. They are ravenous wolves in sheep's clothing, deceiving, robbing, and abusing believers for their own gain, taking their money and enriching themselves while building their church empires. Salvation is about our relationship with Jesus, serving and obeying him, living in a communion with him, being led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not in or part of any church organization. Church organizations are from Satan, run and controlled by greedy, evil deceivers. They seduce the true followers of Jesus, preachers that Jesus called to become servants of the church, slaves for money, for security, a salary, medical insurance, and pension funds. They are secular organizations. They are of the world, like the world, accepted by the world, and therefore unsuitable for the kingdom of God. They are enemies of God. Many are being exposed. The atrocities of the Catholic Church and many others, pedophilia, sex trafficking, and other horrific practices are being exposed, but still, many are deceived and blind to the truth. They follow and support these evil organizations and people. All organized churches emerge from the Roman Catholic Church and have retained many of her evil practices. They are the offspring of the satanic fake church. The body of Christ, the true church, is not an organization. It is not of this world. It does not have leaders. Jesus Christ is their leader. Jesus Christ is the head, and he teaches, leads, and guides every member of the body of Christ. I will explain to you how this works, but first, note, this is what Jesus said to his disciples. "But do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, and you are all brothers. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. Do not be called leaders, for one is your leader, that is Christ. But the greatest among you shall be your servant." Matthew 23, verse 8-11. Jesus did not appoint leaders over or among his disciples, neither did he appoint them as leaders. He promised them the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who would be given to lead them and those who became disciples of Jesus through their preaching. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, after he had been crucified and resurrected, he gave them instruction, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you." Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Note that they were disciples, and he commanded them to make disciples, as they also were. A disciple subjects himself to the discipline of Jesus and obeys his commands. Jesus told his disciples to go to Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter to be given. The Holy Spirit would guide them and teach them, each individually, as Jesus had also promised before. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. John 14, verse 26. Also, Jesus said, "I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you." John 16, verse 12 to 15. Contrary to what so many religious people believe, everything that Jesus had to say was not said, nor recorded in the Bible. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to guide every born-again, Spirit-filled believer to teach and guide them into all truth, and to reveal to them his will and duty for them on a daily basis. The Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, and the disciples and other believers who were praying and waiting for the Holy Spirit were all baptized in the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other tongues, which they neither knew nor understood. From there onward, they would be led by the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel. That is what makes a born-again child of God different from any other person. Those who are being led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8, verse 14. They do not follow people or a church. They follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is essential to our walk and communion with Jesus. It was promised to everyone who believes in Jesus, obeys him, and wishes to follow him. As Peter also said on the day of Pentecost, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." Acts 2, verse 38 and 39. The Holy Spirit brings us into communion with Jesus, enables us to hear his voice and follow him, to be his disciples, members of his body, who are taught, led, and guided by him. Nobody can serve two masters. You cannot follow the church leadership and at the same time follow Jesus. Then Jesus is not your leader, your Lord and Master. You are serving people, an institution, doing unfruitful work. If you want eternal life, you have to follow Jesus. You have to become his disciple, obey his instructions, repent and be baptized, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You need a discipleship mindset, not a church mindset. Your focus must be on Jesus, to please him, to seek and to do his will and be pleasing to him, to fit into the kingdom of heaven, not into church or the world. You have to live for Jesus and his kingdom. Serve him, not a church or yourself, your own ideas. You have to walk with God, be led by the Holy Spirit. The truth is not taught by the churches. They don't know it, and if they did, it would be contrary to their whole operation, their way of functioning. But this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the truth, the only way to salvation. Go and read the words of Jesus in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Go and read the book of Acts and see how the first Christians lived and functioned after receiving the Holy Spirit. Pray and ask Jesus to open your mind and give you understanding. Obey him. Repent and be baptized. Seek him. Be filled with the Holy Spirit so that you can be born again, a child of God who hears his voice and follows him. Follow Jesus and become part of his kingdom. May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ so that you can know him and follow him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.